AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Israeli military says its troops in Gaza have found the bodies of three Israeli hostages. Mike Hempen.
An Israeli military spokesman says the three were killed in the Hamas attack on October 7th while they were at a music festival near the Gaza border. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls the deaths heartbreaking and says all Israeli hostages will be returned, both the living and the dead.
Trucks have begun rolling across a new floating pier, bringing humanitarian aid into Gaza. But the U.S. and aid groups warn it's not a substitute for land deliveries. The World Food Program's Matthew Hollingworth.
We've not been able to access our warehouse in Rafah for more than a week. We have very little food and fuel coming through the border crossings in the south. And we are always trying hard, but failing currently, to bring in consistent volumes of food.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's offensive in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region is aimed at creating a buffer zone, and there are no plans to capture the city of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest. Yesterday, Ukraine's military claimed to have foiled Russian efforts to establish a foothold in the border town of Vovchansk. In this country, officials say it could take weeks for power to be restored in some parts of Houston following fierce storms. The man who broke into the home of then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and bludgeoned her husband with a hammer has been sentenced to 30 years in prison, and stocks finished another winning week with a milestone. Seth Sutel has to close.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 40,000 points for the first time on a mostly quiet day for Wall Street. The Dow rose 134 points. That's about 0.3%. The benchmark S&P 500, which is much more widely followed on Wall Street than the Dow is, added 0.1%. The S&P posted its fourth weekly gain in a row. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is AP News. Hundreds of uniformed service members packed an Atlanta-area church for the funeral of a black Air Force member who was fatally shot by a sheriff's deputy in Florida earlier this month. Jackie Quinn has the story.
At a church outside Atlanta, mourners filed past the coffin of 23-year-old Roger Fortson. Fortson, who is black, was shot 6 times in early May by a deputy who wrongly went to Fortson's apartment for a domestic violence call in the Florida Panhandle. Reverend Jamal Bryant says someone needs to be held accountable.
Roger died of murder.
Audio courtesy of WSB.
It showed all of America that you can wear a uniform. And the uniform won't protect you.
Sheriff's officials say Fortson was armed when he opened the door, and the deputy fired in self-defense. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.